Right, do you know who Awkwafina is?
Didn't they do Barbie Girl? Let's go party.
Wait, is that the name of the band that did Barbie Girl? I'm a Barbie girl in a bar. No, that's just Aqua.
Oh, Awkwafina. Yeah. That's Hairspray.
No, that's Aquanet.
That's the guy that fights bad guys under the water.
No, that's Aquaman. How long are we going to do this for?
That's the water.
Okay, well, funny you should say that, because I think that's where Awkwafina got her name from the water. But
there's somebody named
it.
Awkwafina?
Yeah, she's really famous. I can't believe you've never heard of her. She spells it A-W-K-W-A-F-I-N-A.
Oh, Jesus
The
Christ.
Water spells it A-Q-U, so it's a different spelling. But
I'm Red Bull. Hi, nice to meet you.
She's super famous. She was in Ocean's 8. She was in Crazy Rich Asians. She was in an Oscar-nominated movie called The Farewell. She was in The Little Mermaid. She's in a show now called Awkwafina is Nora from Queens. And it's on, I think it's on Comedy Central. And it's about to start season 2.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, she's pretty, like, she's in a lot of stuff.
She fights crime in the water.
I'm trying to see if there's anything that you've seen. No, I don't think so. Anyway.
I've seen water.
Anyway, so she's in this television show that she's the star of, and it's on, I think it's on Comedy Central, and it's starting season 2. Well, I don't know what triggered this. I think it's the fact that she made a statement that people got upset about. So, and again, like, I feel like when you're a celebrity and you're famous, just do your, unless it's something you really care about, like go save animals, like do something that is non-controversial that everybody could agree with, like feed children, save animals. She had said, here's her quote. She said, "I refuse to do accents. I'm not okay with someone writing the Asian experience for an Asian character. I make it very clear. I don't ever go out for auditions where I feel like I'm making a minstrel out of people." So that was her quote. And what she was basically saying is that, you know, she likes to play legit characters and doesn't want to play a cliche or doesn't want to, you know, offend anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yet in Ocean's 8, she played this hood girl. And everybody posted this on Twitter today because apparently they're really angry with her for saying that because of this video. So this is a piece of Ocean's 8. If you haven't seen the movie, that was the one with Sandra Bullock and Cate Blanchett.
Follow the queen, live your dream, but don't sleep. Don't sleep, because she might disappear. Saw that? Wait, right?
Yeah.
She came back, though. She likes you. All right, let's hit it. And we're following the queen, and we're following the queen.
This is our only choice.
The turnover in pickpockets is huge.
Where she at? Where that bitch at? Where she at?
Want to call a lifeline on that one?
Which they wouldn't call a lifeline?
All right, that one is mine.
And then they posted another video that I didn't send you because there's no way we can play it. It's right now in 2021, it would be really inappropriate for us to play this one video. But she played the mother of a half Asian, half Black girl. And she did like what people refer to as yellow face. But then she said the N word. It was really, it went
but
there.
But it was a role. It wasn't a stand-up.
100% it was a role. Okay. But as you know, now the way it works is they don't want straight people playing, not they don't want, there shouldn't be straight people playing gay characters when there are gay actors out there who are not working.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if a role is just the friend, it doesn't have to be just because the lead character is white. The friend could be any ethnicity. So, you know, we live in a time where diversity casting is super important and being represented on film and on television, super important. But the reason why everybody is upset with Awkwafina is because on her show, she's Nora from Queens. And she's like, "Hi, it's Awkwafina. Hey guys, what's up?" You know, she's herself after doing that role and after making that statement. So she's being I guess she's sort of being canceled right now. People are upset. People are like, really? why cast Awkwafina when you've got a perfectly good Ali Wong standing right here? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, she's really talented and really funny. And if you need to cast an Asian woman, why don't you cast somebody that everyone loves, who's, you know, totally beloved and super talented? So the tweet that went viral is people are saying that Awkwafina, what she does is something called code switching, which is when somebody speaks differently. Hang on. Sorry. God damn it. It's when somebody speaks differently depending on who they're around. So we've seen people do it like, I don't know, like if I'm hanging out with my friends from Brooklyn, you know, suddenly I might talk a little bit like, you know, I'm from Brooklyn, like back in the day when I used to be in Coney Island, whatever. Like I might, it's not really code switching, but I start to like kind of pick up on their way of speaking. And for many years, this is according to Twitter, one of the arguments is that Black people have had to code switch in order to function in work environments and environments around, you know, predominantly white people and white bosses, that they can't walk in there and talk street like they would normally talk because they don't want to be judged or marginalized by a racist boss, for example. So today, Awkwafina is being accused of having a what's called a Blackcent, like a Black accent, and that she's not code switching. She's taking over a culture that is not her culture. So I didn't know this. Like, I always thought everyone loved Awkwafina. She was so amazing, Crazy Rich Asians, and she was so beloved, but no, not beloved. So now she's being totally canceled on Twitter. People are posting video after video of something else she did that's coming across like super racist or super inappropriate. So I started delving into this a little bit more. And apparently she's not the only celebrity that people are suddenly canceling. And I wondered, like, have you ever had that where there's a celebrity or somebody that you really love and then you find out something terrible about them? You're like, oh, I can't love them anymore.
No, because I separate that. I can separate that from the real person, from the part they played to the real person.
You can?
Yeah. I mean, because they're playing cops and robbers over here. It all started with Ice-T playing a cop on TV. You know, it was playing cops and robbers, two different things.
Right. Right. Well, what's really interesting is there's a bunch of BuzzFeed has a list now of all these celebrities that very much like Awkwafina, where you thought like everybody loved her. No, nobody loves her. Did you know Camila Cabello? I didn't realize that she was like at the epicenter of this, all these Fifth Harmony people. All these Fifth Harmony stands are like totally walking away from her because I guess she totally did some terrible things to Normani when she came out with her solo stuff.
Okay.
Okay, so here's what people are saying. Camila Cabello. I don't hate her, but I do hope that she's actually changed for the better after everything that's happened. Her stands were blatantly racist towards Normani and edited her face onto the body of a man who was lynched. All because Normani called Camila quirky in an interview. And it took Camila years to acknowledge it and, like, apologize.
Didn't hurt her career at all, though.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't faze her at all. She started dating Shawn Mendes. Everybody forgot.
No, I know. It's true.
They're like, oh, isn't she cute? Yeah. I mean, you can separate that easily from the artist.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I really love Kelly Clarkson. Like, I love her show. I think she's adorable. I think she's super relatable. I like how real she is. She tells stories that, like, wow, that actually happened to. And you forget that she's a celebrity. You feel like you're just watching, like, some girl that had this experience and happens to be on television. Like, she's very relatable.
It's pretty much she was.
Yeah,
she's a girl that went to a contest and won it.
Well, yes, that's true. Yeah. Well, I didn't realize that Kelly Clarkson is also one of these celebrities that people have been kind of trying to cancel because she admitted that she spanks her kids.
Mm-hmm.
So people don't like that.
But they're not those people's kids.
Right. But a lot of people have a very strong opinion about spanking.
Well, and some people have very strong opinions about spanking. You know, why they do spank.
Right. Right. About why. But I find that so interesting. It's like, so now you're not going to buy her music or watch her show because she spanks her children. So it just, I mean, I don't know. Like, here's my conversation I had with Joe today about all this, because the Awkwafina thing really threw me because I love her. Like, should a celebrity give their opinion on stuff and take the risk that they're going to lose viewers and lose favor?
Mm-hmm. They're going to always. They got to be famous, so they can't keep their mouth shut. So they're always going to say stupid things or do stupid things or take a stupid role they shouldn't have taken and come back to haunt them. So this is a society we live in. We want to know everything about them.
I there's a lot of celebrities out there that I have no idea who they voted for. I don't know if they give money to charities. I don't know how they feel about anything because they don't talk about it. They do their work. Like one of the famous examples that was just given, I was watching a show this week. They were talking about Daniel Day-Lewis. You know, Daniel Day-Lewis is one of these actors that, you know, does he even exist outside of film? Like, what's his opinion on anything? We don't know. We have no idea.
No, when he's done with the role, we just put him back on the shelf and then he comes right back out and does another movie.
Right, exactly. There's a lot of actors like that that we have no idea how they feel about things. A lot of, I don't know, musicians and pop stars that we have no idea how they feel about things. And that's, I don't know. I'm torn because, as you know, I'm a First Amendment girl. Like, I think people have the right and should voice their opinion about stuff, especially celebrities.
Well, I can fix this very easily for you. Thursday was the last day that I watched the news. So I didn't watch the news Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. And you know what? The world was great. There was no COVID. There was no nothing.
Yep.
You know, the Taliban was not going on. And people weren't bitching about Trump or Biden. It was just, it was flowers and sunshine in my world. I didn't even know it was raining outside. So if you don't go on Twitter or you don't go on social media and read about these people, it's fine. Awkwafina is she plays a great show and you know nothing else about it.
Yeah, I was excited for season two this week, and now I don't know if I should be.
Right. So do like me. Just if you pay it no attention, nothing bad happens.
Smart. Good. I will enjoy Awkwafina as Nora from Queens on Thursday.
Yeah, I woke up today and I listened to the news and they're talking about, you know, the COVID numbers and all this other crap. I'm like, oh crap, I forgot all about that.